time for community comment. Opinions are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS Radio.
Before you take your next sip of water, consider the source. Del Norte County now has a choice, McClellan Mountain Spring Water, delivered to your home or office in 3 or 5 gallon spill-proof bottles. McClellan Mountain Spring Water is proudly BPA-free. We're so confident you'll love our water, the first month is free. From our home delivery to our custom-labeled bottled water, McClellan Mountain Spring Water is your local choice for the purest water. For your health and the health of the planet, call McClellan Mountain Spring Water at 268-0254 today.
This is Phil Arnott for Community Comment on KINS Radio. My goal today is to compare our state government with the federal government. In researching the relative economic standing of California with the United States of America, the results were astonishingly similar. California used to have the 8th biggest economy in the world, and then government struck and people and businesses started moving out of the state. The state and local tax burden is now the 6th highest in this country. The business tax climate is the 3rd worst in the United States. Property taxes per residence is the 10th highest in the United States. The income tax is the 2nd highest, and our sales tax is the absolute highest of all 50 states, or as President Obama would say, all 57 states. But not to be outdone, our gas tax is 64.5 cents per gallon, which is also the highest in the nation. While state and local government employees are the highest paid in all 50 states, our unemployment rate is 10.2%. California has 12% of America's population, but 33.3% of the nation's welfare recipients. Now the comparison. Remember when one of our founding fathers said before the revolution, when Britain was in control and the imposition of taxes, he said, "Taxation without representation is not fair." Well, that founder did not realize what taxation with representation would be like. We now have a $16 trillion-plus deficit, and it's growing daily. Businesses are leaving the country and outsourcing the workforce. Remember when President Obama took Jeffrey Immelt in from General Motors as an advisor about our economy, and at the same time General Motors was outsourcing the building of its cars and trucks overseas? And, of course, don't forget about the 923 executive orders that President Obama has issued in 4 years versus George W. Bush's 16 in 8 years. Our Supreme Court recently held that the individual mandate in Obamacare is a tax, so we now have just had a huge tax increase by any standard. It may be easy enough for you or your business to leave California, but it's not so easy to leave the United States because of the economic climate, and that climate could get worse if the Bush tax cuts are allowed to expire. I leave you with a point to ponder. If the federal deficit spending continues, can't you see sizable tax increases in the near future? This is Phil Arnott for Community Comment.
Community Comment, presented on KINS each day. Opinions are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS Radio.